This is the Bat Pod.
Grab your bat microphone. It's time to start the show. Like a quart of owls, the mystery is starting to grow. Let there be no debate. It's about to begin. Keen like Bruce Wayne, quick like Tim Drake, fierce like Damien. Grab your headphones, listen up, you know you love it. Drop the facade. Like the Dark Knight Detective, they've got some perspective. They're a pure crime-fighting collective. It's the Bat Pod.
Welcome to the Bat Pod. My name is Bill Beer, and joining me tonight, Ronnie Barron.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
That's good. So we got a new show for you starting tonight. It's going to be, I'm going to say it's a mostly weekly show. We're going to try to give you a book that we're going to release this podcast on New Comic Book Day. It's going to be one book that we don't do in the longer version show. So tonight, our New Comic Book Day special is going to be Batgirl number 35.
The Bat Pod is a spoiler podcast. Please read the comics we're reviewing so you can enjoy the show.
We are a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Network.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power.
Batgirl number 35. Your writer is Margaret Scott. Penciler, Paul Pelletier. Anchors, Norman Rapman and Jose Marzan Jr. Colorist, Jordi Belair. Letter, Ann World Design. Cover, Francis Manapole. Variant cover, Josh Middleton. Editor, Brittany Holzer. Group editor, Brian Cunningham. And continuing from last issue, Batgirl's been captured by the terrible trio while infiltrating the den in a death trap hanging upside down in a glass tube. Meanwhile, Babs is about to be kicked out of her new apartment and being fired from her company. And right off the bat, I'm not going to pretend I have a huge, remarkable history with Batgirl.
Okay.
I have read most of New 52 and Rebirth, but I can't necessarily say, well, pulling things off the top of my head about her because I know so much about her. So I just wanted to say that right off the bat.
Yep, I would say I'm about there too. So
okay,
fair enough.
Okay, and there's actually a lot of things going on in this book that happened previously because I have been reading it solid since issue number 25. And there's a lot of threads ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
You have her moving out of her dad's place due to the fact that James Gordon Jr. is released and now cured. And she has a real issue with that.
I like how you said cured, like almost finger quotes.
Oh, yeah. I was doing the finger quotes. You didn't see that?
Yep. No.
Yep, absolutely. So, and then you have this ongoing story with Congressman Luciano Ajayo. I don't know how you pronounce that, but it is just my best guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It all has to do with an assassin named Corman Ront trying to stop, you know, this particular congresswoman-to-be. She got elected. And trying to stop them from closing back Blackgate Prison.
Right.
And this is a second part after that where we get Barbara Gordon captured by the Terrible Trio. And the Terrible Trio, if you haven't read this, is Fox, Shark, and Vulture, which is basically three people. It looks like people to me. At first I thought they just had, you know, animal heads.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
I did, but...
But then you see human hands and...
Yeah, they're just masks, I believe. Because of the people in the audience, too, have masks, but I think they're the leaders because they have the more expensive, cooler
yeah,
masks.
Yeah, it's more elaborate. Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I guess they want to hide their identity for some reason, and supposedly these are the three behind the, you know, attacks against the congresswoman. But there has to be more to it, because all we're getting is they don't want Blackgate Prison to be closed, that sort of thing. But there are a lot of threads... in this book, it's like we're starting talking about this book in the middle of an ongoing story. So
yep, and the den is kind of like a rich man's club where anything goes basically in it.
They said you could bet on dogfight, get illegal guns, there's torture devices,
all different kinds of things. She's captured like Houdini's greatest escape, right? Because she's in the straitjacket turned upside down.
Right, right. And of course she gets out of the straitjacket, and I sort of thought somebody was going to come in and kind of save her. I didn't know if she would, you know, get out of it or whatever. It has to be one of the best bat devices in your utility belt that you never heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
The bat parachute.
But it does show her, and I like the detail, like when she's trying to kick the glass.
Oh, yeah.
And it shows, like, the spikes on her boot, and then she uses her grappling gun, and it ricochets off the glass, and...
In her gauntlets. Yep. Although she calls them spikes in here. In her head, she's like, spikes. So yeah, kind of a weird trio.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if you saw these kind of characters with like Black Mask, for instance.
Right, yeah. And if you've never, like, if this is your intro to the Batgirl comic book, you'd kind of be lost, but not, I guess.
I would say you would be lost about exactly what's going on with, but I think it does a good job of, you know, like
setting everything up.
She has a new, she has a new apartment, and Jason Bard is like sleeping outside of her apartment with her stuff, although she can't stand him. We saw that in previous issues, and he is not the most upstanding guy anyway.
No, he's not.
I found it very interesting that she's had this company that her and her roommate have come up with, and I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what the company does.
I think, yeah, I'm not, I have guesses, but I'm not 100% sure either.
Yeah, yeah, not 100% sure, something with computers and that sort of thing. There's like a hostile takeover with stocks, and the head guy who's now Kenneth Wilmington III.
Yeah.
Once Barbara Gordon terminated because he found out that she's been funding Pamela Isley in secret.
Mm-hmm. Which her partner didn't even know about.
No, her partner didn't even know. So they either want her to fire her, or they're going to let out this information that she has a supervillain basically on the payroll and a murderer, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so basically fire her and she gets to keep her job and her part of the money for the company, or unleash the hounds and let it burn to the ground and then they buy it with the scraps.
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting thread.
Yeah, it is.
Because she has all sorts of problems right now, not getting along with her father. And...
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting because the name of the company is Gordon Clean Energy, for obvious reasons. And then when they take it over, they're just going to call it Gotham Clean Energy. They weren't going to change it up all that much, really. They just
they weren't going to change
take it over.
Yep, get Gordon out of there, basically. Yep. And you don't know if she's really doing that or not. I mean, I haven't followed that closely. It could be possible, and this is something that was done while she was with, you know, the Birds of Prey or whatnot, so I don't know if this is a thread that's ongoing. But I do have a couple questions out of here.
Okay.
Number one is when the assassin was trying to take out the congresswoman to be, he had specific instructions not to kill Batgirl by somebody.
Right.
But two of these out of these three terrible trio really want to kill her. And the vulture, the lady of the three, doesn't seem like she's that gung-ho about it. So I just wonder if we would know who's under these masks, because they're covering their faces for some reason.
Well, I was kind of the same way you were. I just think it's like one of them is undercover, say, as to where the two of them are actually, you know, in it to win it or whatever. Cheesy pun you want to put there, like the vulture, like we'll probably know who she is, as to where, you know, with the fox and the shark we probably won't.
I almost think that the vulture It seems to be like an old lady to me.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It is hard
because
to tell.
She's wearing this like this fur coat kind of thing. So, but yeah, the other thing that you know, once Batgirl gets out of this containment using her parachute, she takes on a couple of these characters, the fox and the shark, and the shark injects himself with something, and he turns into the Hulk. It's like,
yeah, basically.
Marvel Comics came right.
Yeah.
He was green and everything in the coloring, so.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if it was some kind of venom, like Bane takes, or what.
Yeah, it's a good possibility, because, you know, that stuff's everywhere. You can get that really cheap.
Yeah, it's on the street of every at every Gotham corner.
Yeah.
I did like a couple of parts, close-ups when they're fighting, and especially when, like when he injects it, the shark mask, like where his mouth is open, looks like the looks like the visor from like a motorcycle. Like that's where you can see.
Okay. But then again, she sticks her gauntlet in the eye of the mask.
Yeah.
And he says, "My eye." And technically, if it's a human in there, his eyes wouldn't be that far apart.
Yeah, that would be his, like, forehead.
Yeah, yeah. So, who knows what's really under...
And like we said earlier, these are the only three masks that look realistic. The rest are, like, what do you call them? Masquerade masks that everybody else has.
Yeah, masquerade. Yep, exactly. And you can tell that they're being told they get to watch Batgirl be murdered, so people in the crowd are rooting and getting excited about it, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's what the den's all about, right? That's why they're there.
So yeah, and I know they're going to be changing the Batgirl writer here soon, which I have been enjoying this run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been pretty solid. Well, the next writer that's coming on, and I don't know how long they're going to be on, is Cecil Castruccelli. Are you familiar with that?
Not off the top of my head.
She did a graphic novel for DC's Minx imprint.
Okay.
That doesn't sound
familiar. Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar with me either.
Shade the Changing Girl. She was the writer on Shade the Changing Girl, which, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. Wouldn't it be ironic if Pamela Isley was the Vulture Lady?
Oh, that would be. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that would be interesting.
If she's a plant.
Now I'm curious.
If she's a plant in this.
Right.
Because Barbara's smart, so you got to think she's at least one or two steps ahead of them. Because this isn't like your methodical criminal that has, you know, this is like Punch and Julie type stuff. Where they're just trying to, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. But who knows?
I mean, we have one more issue in this. So hopefully everything gets wrapped up nicely, but you never know. You never know.
And that's what it says, is to be concluded next issue, so.
Yeah. So, and you never know if her run was going to be the 11 issues or whatever ahead of time. You never know about things like that, so.
Yep. I was just going to say, what do you think about her friend and the decision that she has to make, though?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a good decision.
It's not a good decision either way, really.
Yeah. But I don't know how, with one issue left, I don't know how they can really continue that unless the next writer picks up those threads, because one issue, is that going to get solved?
Yeah, it almost have to be threads out there, right?
Yeah.
One
Whether
way.
Somebody else takes it or not, right?
No matter what choice she makes, whether she stays on or, you know, she doesn't take their offer.
No, I wanted to mention the artwork here has been pretty solid. Paul Pelletier is... I really enjoy his art.
Yeah, it's really solid, and it fits the stories that we've gotten from him.
The one last thing I want to bring up, though, is, you know, she got this new costume around 25-ish, if I'm guessing correctly.
The new old-school costume?
Yeah, the new old school costume where she's not wearing like a cowl over her head. It's more like a mask with the ears coming up in her hair. Mm-hmm. How does Commissioner Gordon not know it's his daughter?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of like the whole, how do you know that?
Superman
thing.
With glasses?
Yeah.
In the DC universe, you can't recognize people if they're wearing glasses or a mask.
That's right.
So did you have anything else you wanted to add about this particular issue?
No, I've been enjoying this run. And like I said, I think it's one of the underrated, most consistent books out there.
Oh, definitely. So yeah, this was our new Comic Book Day special. We're going to try to do these once a week. Some weeks we might not, just in case. There might not be a book available because we pick three books for the main show. So just in case or something comes up, we'll say we're mostly try to do it weekly. So if you'd like to contact the Bat Pod, we are on Twitter @PodBat. We do have an email. It's batpodpodcast@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. If you listen to us on iTunes, we'd love to have an iTunes review. If you're enjoying the show and want to give us an iTunes review, we'd really appreciate it. So, anything else you want to...
I think it's cool that we can branch out and do a new Comic Book Day Bat Family book.
It's exciting, because we're going to branch out, even this week in our main episode, we're going to branch out to Catwoman that we haven't covered before. So we're going to do some new exciting stuff. We have some new co-hosts coming on, including yourself. We will see you in about a week with another episode, another new Comic Book Day episode. So until next time, same bat time, same bat channel. We will see you later. I'm not the one who's always right.